From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, June 4th. Evacuations could soon be issued in your area this fire season. NSPR's Eric Adams has more on the difference between an evacuation warning and an order.
An evacuation warning lets you know to get ready to leave. You should use the time to gather important items in case the warning is elevated.
Marriage licenses, social security cards, birth certificates, coin collections, you know, whatever it is that's important to them.
Jim Beller is a lieutenant with the Butte County Sheriff's Office. He says you should have a system in place ahead of time so you can get out quickly. Think go bag, evacuation plan, and make sure you know your evacuation zone number.
That's probably one of the most important things that they're going to need to know when a real disaster happens.
If an evacuation warning does move to an order, that means there's an immediate threat to your life. Beller says you should get out of the area as quickly as possible. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, State Farm is California's largest insurance carrier, and it says it's not going to write personal liability policies for certain conditions and activities anymore. NSPR's Ken Duvall reports some of them are quite interesting.
State Farm will no longer insure high-visibility personalities who've received unfavorable publicity, as according to reporting by Newsweek. The media outlet says other things the company will no longer insure are mainly related to farms. They include having a hog breeding operation, or a corn maze, or co-owning a farm with non-relatives, pick-your-own-produce activities. Other items are more obvious. People with major convictions for driving while intoxicated won't be covered going forward. Policyholders with liability coverage could be disqualified under the new guidelines when their policies come up for renewal. State Farm officials say the new restrictions are necessary due to rising medical costs, more accidents, and larger legal settlements. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And California wildlife officials are asking for the public's help with tracking and fighting invasive species. In honor of California Invasive Species Action Week next week, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife will host events where volunteers can help remove invasive plants. The department will also host webinars on the fight against species, such as the golden mussel, that threaten local ecosystems. Golden mussels have become a major concern, and boat inspections at some Northern California lakes like Oroville, Whiskeytown, and Shasta are being conducted to make sure vessels aren't contaminated. Mussels were recently detected on one boat before it was launched on Lake Oroville. Also, a Tehama County supervisor is under investigation after being accused by fellow board members of driving under the influence. Four Tehama County supervisors allege Patty Nolan left a cup smelling of alcohol at her seat after a meeting in late March. The supervisors contacted authorities since Nolan was seen entering a vehicle after the meeting. Nolan was pulled over by the Red Bluff Police Department several hours later. Her blood alcohol level did not register alcohol, according to the statement from the Board of Supervisors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate the incident. Nolan has denied the allegations and says it's a serious misunderstanding. And finally, Butte County residents will pay more for some permits and services after the Board of Supervisors approved the revised 2025 fee schedule last week. The fees are adjusted yearly, but according to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, this year's schedule reflects data collected during a comprehensive review, the first in-depth study since 2016. Some fees have increased, others have actually decreased, and a few new building permit assessments are included in this year's schedule. The fees are intended to offset the costs of providing services. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, June 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.